Murray Olds, Australia correspondence with us. Maz, hello.
Afternoon, Heather. Good afternoon,
Maz,
to you.
How on earth did the 17-year-old stab her sister to death? What's going on?
Police have no idea. There's a guy over here who runs the homicide squad in New South Wales. He's been a policeman for about 1,000 years. He's seen homicides every which way. Danny Doherty, and he looked down the barrel of the camera this morning, shook his head and said, this is completely out of the blue. First responders called ambulance, paramedics and police to a home just out of Newcastle about 3:45 yesterday afternoon local time. They found the 10-year-old girl with multiple stab wounds to her chest. She was fatally injured. They tried to save her, but she died at the scene. Also in the home, the 17-year-old, police confirmed this morning, she was the older sister. Don't know anything about mum and dad or other siblings, but the 17-year-old was held in custody overnight, charged this morning with murder. The matter was mentioned in court this morning. Police have no idea of a motive. If they do at this stage, they're not letting us know. The matter will be back in court in June, but this is one of those head-scratching deaths that police simply at this stage either can't or just are unwilling to explain.
What happened to Bonza?
Well, Bonza Airlines, they launched last, I think it was January last year, 27 routes, 17 destinations around the country, a budget airline undercutting, I think from memory, undercutting, you know, Jetstar, which is the Qantas budget carrier. But things have gone belly up today. The future looks pretty bleak for this little Aussie battling airline. Announced this morning abruptly cancelling flights around Australia. Thousands of people stranded. Bonza bosses put out a statement at 8 o'clock this morning saying, sorry, Virgin stepped in, Heather, which was good of them to start moving passengers. Qantas also joining the party this afternoon. But it does seem that we may have seen the last of Bonza Airlines.
Crappy name, though, eh? Terrible name, wasn't it?
I reckon.
Shocker.
I reckon.
Hey, okay, so this 19-year-old fisherman's caught this barramundi, right? But it's worth $1 million. Why is it worth $1 million?
Because 9 years ago, the Northern Territory government... I've never caught a barramundi, but apparently it is just the most extraordinarily for fisher people, fishermen and women. They just love... They're a fighting fish. So 9 years ago, the Northern Territory government began an international competition. They have tagged each year, they've tagged one barramundi with a red tag and a half dozen, maybe 10 others with lesser tags. The red tag fish is worth $1 million. It's never gone off. Sundry people have caught the $10,000 barramundis. That changed on Sunday morning for 19-year-old Keegan Payne. He was out in his old tinny. Threw a line in, out comes the $1 million barra. So what's he going to do with the money? I can hear you say, well, he sounds like a lovely boy. I heard him on interviewed this morning, a lovely young fella. He says, guess what? I'm going to help mum and dad pay off the house and I'm going to buy myself a new boat because he's got $1 million in the bank because he dropped in a line it was very early on Sunday morning.
Geez, good on him. What a nice wee boy. Okay, thank you for that, Maz. Appreciate it. Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.